He stepped forward and touched the coffin. At this, the bearers halted. And he said, "Young man, I tell you, arise." Jesus did this for the son and the widow of Nain. In another place, Jesus said to Lazarus, after 4 days in the tomb, "Lazarus, come out." In another place, Jesus said to the daughter of Jairus, "Talitha kum," which means, "Little girl, I say to you, arise." And she did. The promise that we all share as baptized Christians is the promise of eternal life. Jesus says to us, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never hunger, and whoever believes in me will never thirst." And he says, "Amen, amen," which means truly, truly, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you eat the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not have life within you." Jesus hates death. Jesus destroyed death. And he restores us to life. Jesus is the way. Jesus is the truth. Jesus is the life. Life is his promise to us. Not just some nice words about how to live nice, but life. The Gospels show Jesus in direct combat with evil on one of evil's main combat areas, the arena of death. Death was vanquished on the cross. It lost. 3 days after the crucifixion, Jesus rose again. Death couldn't touch him. He couldn't die again. He had a resurrection. Jesus told Martha, the sister of Lazarus, "I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live." If we believe in him, if we follow him in the sacraments of the Holy Mass and communion and seek reconciliation in the, with him for our sins in the confessional, we will also share with him victory over death. That's the promise. This is our faith. Now let's be sure. The son of the widow of Nain, Lazarus, and Jairus' daughter did not immediately experience the resurrection that Jesus was preaching. He resuscitated them. They were revivified to live again with their families and their loved ones, their earthly life. He was showing his power over death and preparing his disciples to understand the resurrection. The Gospels show us a feeling, a caring Jesus, especially when he took pity on the widow who had lost her husband, now lost her son. There weren't any social safety nets for widows in those days. And this also is shown with Elijah, with the son of the widow. The challenge for us is to appreciate the roles that death and the hope of resurrection should play in our lives and our faith lives and here in our parish. I'm often dismayed. I'm actually disappointed that we only have in the whole year 11 or 12 funerals per year. It's as if people don't really believe in funerals, or they don't believe in the church, or they don't believe what the funeral does for us. They don't believe the authority that Jesus gave to the church. I'm hearing too many times, you know, I don't need the big funeral. Just do the cremation and everything will be fine. That's hogwash. That's not our faith. Well, I don't need all that ceremony and things. They're focusing on the wrong thing. The church has the power to say with Jesus, "Arise! Awake! Your sins are forgiven." That's what we do at a funeral. And Jesus gave to the church the authority to forgive sins. And within the church, we pray for one another. This is not just me and Jesus. This is us and Jesus, with him with us. Within the church, the entire church at a funeral is saying to those who die, like Jesus, "Wake up! Arise! Come out!" At a Catholic funeral, we offer the sacrifice of the Mass. It's our greatest treasure. We offer it as an offering, a sacrifice for the redemption, the forgiveness, the resurrection of our loved ones who we're praying for at that moment. We don't simply mourn their passing, like pagans, like people who don't believe. Although the loss of earthly life affects us deeply, and just like it did Jairus and the widow of Nain, it hurts. It hurts deeply. And Jesus knows that. Our pain is real. And Jesus shares that. But our hope is greater than our pain. That's what we have to keep in mind. And together we say to the soul of one who passed away, "Awake, O sleeper, arise from death." Wake up! Arise! Come out! And we trust that Jesus is standing on the other side, saying this to them at the same time on the other side, "Arise, wake up, come out, come with me." Think about this. Who's going to call you to arise and wake up and come out if you don't have the church calling you out on this side and Jesus calling you out at the other side? At your funeral.